going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now the host of the show, Rich Orris.
Good morning, St. Louis. All right, here we are, the Home Improvement Show, right here on Camo X, sponsored, like he said, by Mosby Building Arts, my place of employment. Scott Mosby, my boss of over 24 years, really consider him more of a brother than a boss, a friend, a cohort. So I'm Rich Orris. I'm here today to guide you through all things home maintenance, home remodeling, home repair. Whether you're thinking about a fresh kitchen update, really bringing your house up to what it needs, fixing that squeaky door, or tackling a full home renovation, we've got you covered right here today. I'm here to help you make smart, confident decisions about your home. And if you got a question, like he said, you can give me a call, 314-436-7900. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm ready to open up the toolbox of tips, tricks, and trusted advice to really help you take better care of your home. Let's talk through it and find the right solution for you and what you have going on. Again, you can find me at 314-436-7900. Stick around. We've got a lot going on for everybody today. I have another Mosby brother, friend, cohort, co-worker coming on the air with us here in just a little bit after the first break. We're going to talk with Doug McCauley about rebuilding together, about the project they're doing, about how they help St. Louis keep up with their homes and who they help and how they help, and find out how you can help and how you can get involved in this great thing that's going on around St. Louis. And again, like we're trying to do right here, just help the community keep up with their homes, keep everything the best it can be. So let's get this thing started today. We've got a long time, a full show for you. If you are a Cardinals fan, I will remind you that we do have the Cardinals coming in the second hour, during the second hour. But if you're a home improvement fan, don't worry. You can stick with us. We'll have two full hours for you all the way to 1 p.m. You just jump over to 97.1 FM. And if you're over there in that second hour, you can give us a call. You can get your questions right here live on the air, checked out, answered for you, and great advice. Same line, 314-436-7900. Get you in it, get you through everything. And wanted to kind of touch on something real quick before we get into too much of this that I kind of started to touch on a week or so ago, and we got so many great calls, conversations, and questions going. I never really got to quite finish it, but I was talking about in one of my tips, there's this big thing out there about duct tape and what do you use it for and what is it good for. And it's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of everything. I like to call it more the Swiss Army knife of poor decisions. And you got to be really, really careful in what you do with it and how you help. I did have something you don't want to try at home, but I had a client a few years ago with a leaky pipe, and they temporarily put some duct tape around there and thought, I'll get to that later, and that's going to hold it for quite a while. And ended up not holding, bursting the pressure from the pipe, turned a slow drip into just a complete leak while they weren't around, ended up with new kitchen floors and all kinds of repairs from all the water that came out. So remember, if it seems like a bad idea, it probably is. When in doubt, call a pro, even if it's something simple. It's a great thing to do to just get something taken care of 100% right away. And when you look at tape and when you look at duct tape, I'm here to tell you there's a better use of a different type of tape for every instance that we all think that duct tape is good for, including its intended purpose. But the things that we like to use it for, like sealing up a water leak. You see it on tents all the time. There is a better working tape that is meant for that exact process to try and seal up leaks and tarps and tents and all of that. There's so many different situations out there that we try and use it for. And even a lot of the things that we try and use it for, there is a tape out there called gaffer tape that is way easier to work with than duct tape. The film industry uses it for props and all kinds of things they do on sets, and it comes off better. It doesn't leave as much residue, but it holds just as well during that use. I had a client just last week that used a little bit of it to kind of hold the J channel back against the door, and trying to peel that off just so we can get a look at it, the gaffer tape would have probably worked much better at that. So even when you look at the intended use of duct tape, there is a metal based like foil tape. It looks kind of like aluminum foil that is for duct work, and it seals better and it lasts better. It doesn't break down with temperature and sun and water, and it just, even for the intended use of sealing up your ductwork in your house, there is a tape better for that purpose. So everything that you're going to do out there that you think it's good for, think again and do some research and find the appropriate tape for that application or the appropriate fix, because a lot of times we're looking at just doing that and it's not even the intended purpose, and there's just a better way to do it that doesn't even involve tape. But, hey, we've got my buddy Doug McCulley here calling in on the line. We're going to take our break real quick, and we're going to get through this commercial break so when we come back, we can get a good segment in with Doug and all our friends at Mosby and Rebuilding Together, trying to help everybody out. So stay tuned. We'll have more for you, and don't forget to call in after that. 314-436-7900. All right, everybody out there in Radio Land, St. Louis homeowners alike, we're right here, Home Improvement Show today. Remember, after this, you can get right with me, get anything you need around your house answered. 314-436-7900. Call in, get yourself in line, ready to go. Right now, I've got Doug McCulley on the line, who is out at a Rebuilding Together job, and they're working out there with Rebuilding Together to just help out and really help St. Louis keep their homes up and help people in need. So let's grab Doug on the line here and see what's going on out there. Doug, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Awesome.
I'm with Elaine Powers from the Rebuilding Together as well.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing out there?
We're doing good, thanks. It's a great day. Weather's cooperating, no rain, getting a lot of stuff done.
That is great. That's great. Let's kind of start out just explaining Rebuilding Together to everybody and how you kind of help homeowners with their homes around St. Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rebuilding Together St. Louis has been repairing homes in St. Louis since 1993. And our focus is on homeowners who are older adults, veterans, people with disabilities, and we look at safety, health, and independence for those folks so they can stay in their homes more safely and age in place. And we are fortunate to have volunteers like Doug and many other groups and sponsors who come out and help us on these group project days. We call them Rebuilding Days. And we get a ton of work done in a single day.
That is really, really great. And, you know, I came from the field. I'm a product of the field. I love doing stuff like this. I wish I could be there with you guys today, but hopefully I can just do some work here with you and Doug and maybe get more of the word out on what's happening and hope maybe expand and grow this thing and help out in a little different way than getting to paint a wall or fix a rail. But I guess one thing I would ask you, Elaine, is so how many homeowners have you guys, has Rebuilding Together helped over the years? 1993, that's a long time.
Yeah, the number is somewhere around 4,500 over the years. Currently we're doing about 100 a year, and our work includes everything from safety modifications. So that's your grab bars in the bathroom, handrails, those types of things, and then all the way through replacing roofs and doing major jobs. Another thing that we have going on today, in addition to our Rebuilding Day projects, is our partnership with the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, and they're out today at 15 houses doing plumbing work. And so our work is pretty comprehensive and about 100 a year.
That's a lot.
The plumbers actually already came and knocked out all their lists and left already down in another house.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, 15 in a day. That's a lot alone right there. So obviously you're having more than one day and you're doing this multiple times a year. When's kind of the next time that this happens so that maybe people can look to getting involved and maybe volunteer prior to then?
Yeah, sure. So the Rebuilding Day projects, we do a cluster of them in the spring and another cluster again in the fall.
Okay.
So the fall is when we would be looking at the next group. And we do connect the group opportunities to corporate and organizational sponsorships, because as we know, materials cost money. So we do that. There are some other opportunities, and I know you have listeners who have some good skills, and so there are opportunities on an ongoing basis to help out on weekdays with our own construction managers. We do a lot of fall prevention and fire prevention work, do projects almost every week in those areas, so there certainly would be opportunity for folks who would be interested in helping with that.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And so, obviously, a lot of the people I see here with Mosby and going around and looking at homes, they have us out and they're having this work done because they really can't do that themselves. And obviously, that's who you're trying to help out, people that can't do it themselves and can't really necessarily afford to do a lot of this work. But if there's people out there wanting to help, but they're not really skilled, they're not really going to volunteer to perform the work, what are some other ways that they can help you guys out?
Donations.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, donations are helpful. We do some special events, so there's opportunities to help to raise money and, you know, support the cause. We have a trivia night. We have a mouse race event. We have a luncheon every spring. But another thing that we have that's relatively new is we have a group, we call them the Development Board, and they are a group of volunteers. They're younger folks, younger than I am. They do social things. They network, but they also they volunteer for our events, and they do a number of things. They spread the word about what we do. So. Anyone interested in getting involved with our development board is welcome to take a look at our website.
Where can they find that? What's the information on the website and or number?
Yeah, so the website is rebuildingtogether-stl.org. Rebuildingtogether-stl.org. The office phone number is 314-918-9918. And if you are interested in the development board opportunity, you would dial extension 112 for more information on that.
That's really great. And it's awesome. There is ways for people to help out. Hopefully maybe this will kind of get more of the word out there. You can help out without having to be able to paint or fix a rail or work on a roof or be a plumber. So it's awesome.
Or leave your couch.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, or leave the chair at the radio station. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so hey.
No, you're helping by doing this.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the project you're doing out there today, though. I mean, it's good that weather's not getting in the way, but what kind of task, how many volunteers do you have? What's going on out there?
We got about 20 volunteers, and my wife came out with me too. She's planting flowers, and we're rebuilding the rear gate and the front gate. It needed some work. We had to bury some downspouts for drainage and put some mulch down. We're clearing out a lot of stuff so she has the more accessibility. Over the years, there's so much clutter, and her health is declining, so she can't really do a whole lot. So I told her, let's take advantage of all this help we got. And so we've actually almost filled a dumpster, a 20-yard dumpster already. She was able to let go of a lot of items that were just really hindering her getting around the house safely. And that's the main reason why I was kind of approaching that. But
yeah,
she's going to be getting a roof too, I think. And
yeah, so we do, like I said before, we do have contractors and others who come out and do some of the bigger projects that we don't have volunteers do. But
yeah, that's great.
Across the region today, there's more than 200 volunteers out, not counting the plumbers, but 200 groups like Doug's group. And I've been visiting a number of houses, and I'm seeing things like there's power washing going on, dry locking, some painting, yard work. I've seen ceiling fans being installed, smoke alarms. So just really a wide range based on whatever the specific needs are at the house.
We also had the Glazers Union came out today and replace some paint for her as well.
Nice.
And they're going around our houses and taking care of glass for people.
That is so awesome. So yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of kind of safety, health conscious, get people around their house and really try and help out with that type of projects to just keep people comfortable and...
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Safe inside their homes. Yeah. They can't help themselves. Yeah.
She loves her neighborhood. She wants to stay here as long as she can. She's just turned 70, I believe. So, you know, she's getting up there, but we're trying to make things more accessible and safe for her to stay here as long as she can.
Yeah, no, that's great. And yeah, that's very true that I don't meet too many people and look at their houses and they say, yeah, I can't wait to get out of here. We're going to be, you know, like right. Everyone wants to stay in their home and what they're used to and all that pretty much for as long as they can. And there's a lot of ways that it can be helped out in your projects, like what we do with Mosby Building Arts and working on everyone's home with accessibility and all that. But really a great thing you guys are doing with rebuilding together and helping the people in the community that can't really afford to have a company like Mosby come out and do all this great stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so wonderful. True. So how, if somebody is interested or needs help, or if they know somebody that they feel might qualify and needs help, should they call the same office line or go on the same website to try and maybe get somebody in on the other end of receiving the help from you guys?
Yes, it's the same contact information, the phone number, so 314-918-9918, extension 116 gets you to information about applying.
Okay.
We are always looking for applications, particularly from veteran homeowners. We do have several funders who like to focus their funding on work in homes for veterans. So we're always looking for that. Other applications are accepted. We'll be accepting them starting later in May and into the summer months. So we'll be opening up applications again. We do have a long wait list. There's so much need in St. Louis. We have population growing older, and housing stock is only getting older every day here in St. Louis, particularly in the city and in the inner ring suburbs where we do a lot of work. So there's tremendous need, but I always say the first step is to get on the list, is to make the contact and work on the application. We do check, we are looking for older homeowners, so we check to make sure you own the house. We check income to make sure you qualify. The first step is that phone call.
Yeah, no, that's great. I appreciate you guys for what you're doing. I appreciate you guys wanting to help, and I'm glad I can help kind of spread the word and get your information out there and get our listeners to kind of hear what's going on. If we can even get one person out there to donate, to join the board, or one person out there that maybe you can help in the fall or next spring that applies, then that just makes me feel great, and that we're really trying to do something around St. Louis for everybody.
Yeah.
And I love what you're doing, and I'm glad that I can help you guys out. So we're going to get into our break here, but keep doing what you're doing. Get them taken care of. I'm sure you probably see a lot of tears at the end of of these events.
Tears of joy, though.
Yeah, sometimes it's
tears
Doug.
Tears of joy. Yeah, sometimes it's Doug. I don't doubt that one bit. Doug's just old teddy bear. We know how he is. Yeah, if you've ever worked with him or you've ever had him around, you know he's totally awesome, and I love everything you guys do. So, hey, have fun out there. We're going to get into our break and get them all taken care of and more so.
And thanks for your support.
Yep, no problem. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you guys next time, maybe at another event. And for now, if you're out there and you need something for your home, you got a question, maybe you've had a Rebuilding Together experience you want to share on the air of how you volunteered or they helped you out, feel free to give us a call today. Anything about your home, 314-436-7900. I'll be here for you. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more to come. Home Improvement Show. All right. We are back. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you today. Just had a great conversation with Elaine from Rebuilding Together and Doug McCauley with Mosby Building Arts. He's kind of supervising, organizing, and he gets all the information, runs these projects, couple projects a year for them. It's a great thing to do out there, and really, I just absolutely love it. So if you have anything you need today about around your home, if you've had any experience with Rebuilding Together, if you've volunteered, if you've had them work on your home, if there's something with that, maybe you want to just have a conversation about, that's great. If you've got something going on around your house you need some help with, maybe some advice, feel free to give me a call. I'm right here. Lines are wide open for you, 314-436-7900. But thinking about the what they're doing out there and how they're helping the community, how they're helping unfortunate people with their homes and homeowners stay in their home is such a great thing. And the volunteer aspect of the work and what's happening out there is quite amazing when you think of it stacked against America's labor shortage going on still. And basically right now in the construction industry, just for 2025, they're saying we're 439,000 workers short. We need that many new workers in 2025 just to meet the growth, but not just what we're missing, but the growth that's going to happen in 2025. That is a ton of workers, so I appreciate them. They're probably working hard all week already and being short-staffed, and now they're volunteering on a Saturday, which is a great, great thing to do. So we appreciate and love that. Hey, we've got Nate on the phone. Let's jump to the line and see what's going on with Nate. Hey, how you doing, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. What's happening?
So I'm replacing some CETA fascia boards. And in this environment, I was kind of wondering how I should waterproof them. Should I use oil-based or water-based? And then I'm going to stain them as well.
Okay, so it's a cedar board?
Correct.
That you're using? So is the whole house like a cedar siding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so typically the stain and the product that you want to put on there is kind of one in the same. So there's you just use a stain treatment for cedar on the exterior of the home, and that will be good enough for what's happening out there. So it's not necessarily, I mean, there is oil, and that can be a really good way to go. With an oil base, I would say that's fine, but it's kind of like a one treatment stain seal usually that's going on there, and you do a couple coats of that, and that allows it to dry out still when it does get stuff and breathe and really repel the water from the face side, but let that moisture vapor and all that's getting in there and soaking in through the back and the different ends to kind of help come back out and dry out. So, yeah, just a regular cedar stain is perfect for that application.
Excellent.
All right.
That's all I had. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem, Nate. Good deal. And yeah, it's definitely the other thing that's good to look for that is if you know what was used before to get the same type of look, the same type of product color and sheen over the board, how it absorbs, that's a good thing to know too, if you can look back and figure it out or take a piece in to your Sherwin-Williams, your Reinecke, your paint places and kind of go, hey, here's a piece of my cedar. If you don't know what it is, look at it and say, okay, what do you think this is? And how what would be the best thing that would match this and get the same look if you're not going back and doing everything? And that's important too when you're doing everything, because if you're going back over the existing, you don't want to mix kind of the oil, water, different types. So finding out and trying to figure out what's on there before, if you're going to go back and refresh things, areas that were already done, that's very important too. So they both work well and can be fine, but you just want to make sure you're not mixing them and using one on top of the other and then having an application that doesn't work super well. So, but hey, we're going to get into our break here, and we'll be back here shortly with a ton more information, hopefully more questions, more calls, more conversations. Again, like Nate, don't forget, I'm right here. Whatever you're looking for, 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial. All right, everyone, we are back. More Home Improvement Show here for you. Rich Orris here to help out. Whatever you've got going on around your house, feel free to give me a shout, 314-436-7900. Jumps you right in here with me and gets everything you need, hopefully. We'll do everything we can to help you out, whatever you got going. So give us a call today. And I wanted to put the information out there one more time. If anyone was listening and you want to try and get in on this rebuilding together, helping out, whether you want to donate time, your skill set, some funds, you can find them online at rebuildingtogether-stl.org. Get all kinds of information there. You can donate right from there on the website to help the cause financially, or you can call their office, 314-918-9918, and get any information on maybe applying for help in need, maybe someone you know needs help, or getting on that board Elaine was talking about. So go there, see what you can do. If you can help out in any way, we love it. We appreciate it. And so for now, we got Joe on the line. So let's jump right over to Joe and see what's going on. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. What's happening with you?
I got a plumbing question. Thinking about moving a washer and dryer from in the basement up to the main level so we don't have to go up and down steps.
Yep.
And my question is, if I run the plumbing down for my drain and go directly into my existing drain outlet where I would hook up the plumbing, would I still need to run a vent pipe in there since there is one already put in there?
So it depends on a few things of like how far away, where do you move this plumbing line to, and how far away is that vent?
Go ahead.
If it's too far away, if it's more than I think 6 feet or so away, then you may need to put in a second vent for a drain.
Okay. And that's what I was wondering, since there's already one in the basement for that drain, and I'm basically going to go straight up above it and probably maybe 6 and 8 feet to the right or left, you know. And basically it's just going to go down over 6 or 8 feet and then straight down into the existing plumbing.
Yeah, so there you should be fine, because the distance is somewhere around 6 or 8 feet is I don't remember the exact distance for code on how far they'll let you go before that vent's there, but I know it is around that 6 to 8 feet mark, somewhere like that. So it will probably be fine and work fine. Is this something you're doing yourself, or?
Yeah, this is something that I'll do myself.
Yeah. So it may not, if you end up a foot over code or something and you're doing it yourself, it's probably going to work and function correctly. I see work out of plumbing code all the time, and it's sometimes it doesn't work right, and other times it's like they're like, I've lived here 20 years and it's been like this and we've never had a problem, and I'm going, but it's so far against code. When we come in as a professional company to redo it, we have to do it in this other manner, and the people did it differently, probably because it's a lot harder, and they were trying to go through and not do as much, and they had the same result that worked fine. So it's odd at times, but their codes are there for a reason, and they're good to follow. But if you're that close to it, I think you're probably going to be fine.
And what I was thinking about doing, instead of hooking up directly on top of the pipe, going down toward the lower part, putting a Y in it, so that way I could use the top for a clean out, or in case we wanted to put a secondary washer downstairs, we could actually run two of them down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense, or am I off base on that?
No, I that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yep. And so, yeah, you should be able to come off the one and go to it, and yep, leave the other one there, and yep.
Okay.
So you might want to do that in the basement if you come off it under the floor right at before that the P trap in the ground, and because you'll have a new P trap up higher, you can kind of separate it that way, and you'll have, it'll be under the floor, and it'll be less likely. If you do it on the standpipe, you're dumping one from upstairs that runs through a P trap down, and then it's going back in through another P trap. And if we were doing that, we would hook it up like from a small spot under the floor and bring it up that way.
Yeah, and the P trap in the basement is actually above the floor. It's
in
the wall.
Yep.
So
then you're good. Yeah, get that Y in exactly like you were talking about, below that P trap or beyond it.
Below the P trap, yep. After it instead of in front of it.
Yep.
Okay.
That would be ideal.
Then I could go off the same vent pipe down there and work that way.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I think you can.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Hey, yeah, no problem. Good question. And something, you know, everybody's looking at, like we were just talking with Elaine and Doug earlier about one of the main goals. And the reason they do a lot of this is because everyone wants to stay in their home longer, and getting a laundry room to the main floor is one of the main things you can do that kind of assist with that later on. I mean, it is good to keep moving and using your stairs and keeping healthy that way, but you could come to a point where you just simply can't anymore. It's not that easy. And having that move to the main floor is one of the best ways to keep you in that house a lot longer. And considering all kinds of accessibility options when performing any remodeling, thinking deeper into the house, the future, and how long you want to stay. And if you are in a home, that you do, you love it, and you're in it for the long haul, and you want to stay past retirement, you want to stay there as long as you can, and you're 40 and you're going to remodel your kitchen, think about those accessibility things for 20 years down the road. It would be good to have, especially in the bathroom also, is going through that list. And you don't necessarily have to install grab bars, but we know good locations for them when you were to need them later on, so we can put the wood backing in the walls that can really support everything that needs to happen later on. And it's just a better situation ready to go when you do come and need it. So you can make these plans, get that lower threshold, even though right now it's pretty easy and you may not think about stepping over 5 or 6 inches versus 1 or 2, but then later you're back into a remodel to perform some of those same things, some of those same tasks. So it's definitely great to consider that in all of the thoughts around the house, the remodeling projects, and looking at some of the technical stuff that the products that can help you out is also great for later in life with accessibility, being able to turn off lights with your voice. Sounds like a fun, cool thing right now when you're younger and you're mobile and you can do all this, but later on, it could really help you out with accessibility in the future when it's harder to get around and you can then tell Alexa to turn a light on for the front porch because you got friends coming in a little bit and you don't need to stroll all the way over there and get the light switch on and check and go through all this. So there's even a lot of advantages in the higher tech home improvement industry to help with that aging in place and everything. So, hey, we're going to get into our hour break, news break here. We'll be back shortly. 314-436-7900 finds me in the next hour. Don't be shy. We'll help you out. Having a good time, and we got a whole nother hour to go.
Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on 97.1 FM Talk.
Jump right in. Don't worry. Again, 314-436-7900. We're going till 1 o'clock for everybody out there. So we've got a lot of really cool things and some great questions going on today. We've had talked a little bit about some cedar staining, some siding fascia boards. We've spoken a little bit about some plumbing and moving the laundry room from the basement to the first floor. So, hey, let's speaking of calls, we've got John just came in on the line. Let's jump right over to John and see how we can help out. John, how you doing?
Okay, Rich, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. What's happening?
Rich, I wonder if you can explain to me the difference between I own a property in Florissant, and every time it's raining lately, I'm starting to get some water in my basement.
Okay.
And are your home lines separate from the MSD lines?
Well, it does depend on where you are. In Florissant, yes, they are separate. So they're older, some of the older St. Louis, Clayton, some of the Richmond Heights kind of areas, there's a lot where they are connected. But in Florissant, I believe everything out there is completely separate. Are you getting it coming into the basement around the edges of the floor and the wall or through cracks in the floor?
No.
Or is it backing it up like from the sewer?
Rich, it seems like it's coming up through the drain. I had it cleaned out about 4 months ago. And with these heavy rains that we had again, it came back up again.
I called
MSD, and they said they came out and checked the lines and said it's not their fault. And we don't live too far away from Patterson, where Coldwater Creek is.
Okay.
Where Lindbergh has flooded many times.
Yeah.
when we get those heavy rains. And I'm just wondering if somehow they got to pump that water away somewhere and somehow. And if it's not like overloading that area.
Yeah. So what I would probably recommend for you is to have your drains at your home under your basement floor and out to where it connects to the main, have that camera scoped and make sure there isn't anything else going on or there isn't some kind of break in the pipe or pipe connected, because you could have groundwater just coming around because of all the heavy rains and it's getting into your pipe where it shouldn't. And okay. I've even often heard about, and we just had a few weeks ago, somebody recommending someone do that, and it is definitely against code and shouldn't happen, but sometimes they purposely open the pipe or purposely put a pipe into the sewer drain pipe under their basement floor to collect that groundwater and kind of try and use that as a drain. And in the municipalities where they're not together, they don't want them to be together. And so it is illegal to hook that up. So you could have breaks in your line, cracks in your line, or you could have where maybe tree roots got in and in areas, and then you get so much rain and so much ground saturation that it's using that as a drain instead of a rock area or a sump pump or drain tile to collect water and move water where you want it to go. It uses that because water will take the path of least resistance. So you could have a leak that's basically taking in water during these heavy rains.
Right.
So I would check that out.
Because, Rich, the water is just, I mean, it's clear as can be, you know?
Yeah.
Which makes me believe it's got to be rainwater from somewhere. Because it doesn't have any, it doesn't have any sewage in it. So do you have anybody that you can recommend, a good drain company?
So with plumbing, other than our people, I would look at like Kirkwood Plumbing for doing that. So we've got Travis on the line, has some details for this piping for you. He may have an idea. Can we get him on with us and see what Travis? What do you got for us? We got about one.
Hey,
minute.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Okay. We got about 1 minute for you. I appreciate it.
Real quick, it happens in U City. It happens in Florissant. What's going on is you need one of those drains that has an automatic stopper in it, so it only flows one way. Because what's happening is it's coming back up those drains and into people's basements up in their drains like that. So there's a special kind of pipe that has that has some kind of governor on it, which only allows it to go exit out.
Yep. We talked about this about a couple of weeks ago with somebody else too. It's like a backdraft stops it from coming backwards in.
Yeah, that's it. And then it's real bad in Florissant right now.
Oh, see, I didn't. So is Florissant connected with the sewers?
I really don't know if they're connected or not. I just know it's coming back up in a lot of houses in Florissant.
Well, they could be connected the same way as the leak. It might be the city's kind of leak and stuff getting in rather than the house. So, hey, John, Travis, I appreciate getting that in there. I appreciate everything about that. We're going to take our break, and we will be right back. We'll be on 97.1 during the Cardinals game. Cardinals will be beginning soon, so we'll be back after this. Hey guys, Rich Orris here for B&W Concrete. Wanted to let you know that, you know, we use them. I use them. They are my friends. They help me with all sorts of work, and we use them because of just how good a source they are for all things concrete, done right, prepared right, from the rock base all the way up. They can do anything for you. Peace of mind that all of your concrete work is done the best way, from the base all the way through the sealer. You know it's going to be great. They do everything from new construction to tear out and replacement, standard, custom, decorative concrete. They do it all. Find them online at www.bnwconcrete.com or 636-458-3626. All right, everybody, good afternoon. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here for you. Having some great questions, some great conversations. Appreciate John calling in and kind of jumping in on the plumbing question there with Joe. That was awesome. Love all the different advice and thoughts. And if you've had something done that we're talking about, and it's great to get everyone's opinion on everything. I think it really helps out. I absolutely love it. But if you've got something going on, don't hesitate to jump in with me here today. Again, the phone lines are wide open again, 314-436-7900. But I did want to touch back on the plumbing drain and what we were kind of talking about. And we just had the exact same thing. And it's because we've had so much rain in the past few weeks and so many storms. We've talked a lot about water, a lot about water backing up, coming back, getting in the basement, and a lot about storm damage, insurance, how to deal with it. And there's so many storms like that happening nowadays. But this plumbing conversation, I've seen it often in some of these older areas, Brentwood and Richmond Heights and Clayton, and we've had this, you know, MSD's had this big plan going on for years where they're separating the MSD from the sewers in the Clayton area and a lot of these areas to mitigate these problems going on and control the stormwater runoff separately from the sewer drains. And it's a big project they've been doing. But in a lot of these areas over the years, I have seen it's basically what they put in is a it's like a mainline backwater valve that lets that pipe drain only in one direction. It would not be a bad idea to make sure and camera scope and clear out and make sure all your lines underneath your basement floor for you are working and in good shape and not leaking or letting anything in. But in the basement, they usually do it either just in the yard or just in the basement where it exits, because there is an access where they can, the access point, kind of like a clean out where you can open it up and work on it and fix the valve and do whatever you need to maintain that valve. So it's just a backflow kind of backwater valve they put in, and then there's a plate that kind of can come off as an access pretty flush with the basement floor, and that will help that from happening. So it sounds like Florissant does have something going on where if it's happened in more homes and more places, it's probably something like what we were describing happening outside of the home, backing these lines up and somehow the water getting in there when it shouldn't or where it's not supposed to, and they've got some things like that maybe to try and correct for the city drainage and everything to help keep that separate. But that backflow water, backwater valve will help you out from that coming in to your basement if it is just coming in through the drain like that. So, yeah, it's a great thing to do when having those issues. But there's so much going on now with the storms and with the insurance and with everything happening. We've seen so much more and more every year with the weather changing and what we need to do to our homes to try and consider this. And we've talked for years and years in our area about energy efficiency and how to build our homes and update our homes to really help out and be more energy efficient in the St. Louis area. And now that conversation is starting to change a lot with, and it's not just the St. Louis area, but it's starting to change a lot in many other areas. I guarantee you it's changing in L.A. with all the fires. I guarantee you it's changed quite a bit in Florida, in Texas, and hurricanes and everything coming from the ocean. And with the insurance companies have been going backwards for a few years now and trying to keep up and trying to turn things around. And that's, again, why we've seen so many changes with the insurance companies, is trying to stay them, for them to stay sustainable and be able to help us and protect us and all that. Now the conversation is going from energy efficiency to fortifying our homes for these storms and fires and all of this protection. And there's a lot of different ways that that can happen. And sometimes you'll even get discounts on your insurance if you have a better, more fortified roofing system or anything like that, that kind of helps them reassure that it could cost them less in the future, keeping up with your home with the storms. There's a lot going on. So maybe here in a little bit, we can get into a little bit of a list of the things that are out there and the products that you can use and what you can do to get your home fortified. But for now, we've got Carl on the line, just came in. So let's jump over to Carl and see what's going on. Are you there?
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's happening for you?
Yeah. Hey, got a question. I'm rehabbing in an older home, two bathrooms, and they share a common wall. And in one bathroom on that wall, we're doing the vanity, and of course it'll have the electrical outlets and lighting and all that. And then on the other side of that wall, in the other bathroom, will be the shower. And we were going to do like a direct-to-stud, you know, surround. But my question is, with that wiring in that wall, you know, for the other bathroom, the electrical boxes and all that kind of stuff, is it better, you know, or code-related to close that wall up, you know, instead of doing the direct to stud, you know, shower surround?
So I guess I'm a little bit confused on, so you have shower wall panels that go directly to the 2x4s?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, I mean, I've seen a lot of shower systems, and they go in on top of like plywood. They put a plywood sheet, and there is, it's kind of like the conversation we've had so much about siding your house and having a drainage plane on the outside when water makes its way behind the vinyl siding or soaks through the brick or things. So when you have a system like that doesn't have some sort of backer, it can lead to a lot more issues and problems later if you start getting water behind there, if the caulk breaks, if there's anything that happens to let water behind. So depending on the systems and how you do it, you really got to keep up with that maintenance very, very clear way to keep the water, any water from getting behind it, because then you're in the wood, you're into the rot and everything happening to the framing and getting to the surfaces below it. So here at Mosby Building Arts, depending on the systems that we use, when we use any kind of solid surface, like the Onyx panels, where it's three panels for a shower wall, we're still putting a moisture resistant board behind it to help guide and to help take some of that away, so it's not getting as much to everything. Or if we do ceramic tile, we're putting in a sealed system that will actually put water all the way down to the shower pan. Or if it's a tiled shower pan, now it goes all the way to the drain of the shower pan. So when, if you think about these systems, if you're a company like Mosby Building Arts and you're going to give someone a 10-year workmanship warranty, then you can probably understand why I don't have a lot of experience with panels for a shower that go directly to a stud, because
Right.
Chances are, if that's not maintained by someone, you're going to eventually get water behind it. So I would definitely recommend something behind there to protect the house, the framing, the floor below, whether it's the basement or the first floor or however, definitely to keep that longer lasting and better. So that's something I've seen with a lot of these quick one-day, two-day baths that they put the plywood, and if you get anything back there, and they're kind of right in the way that they're like, well, you should have just maintained it and kept it caulked and did that. Well, not many homeowners do that. It's like car ownership. You go somewhere to get your oil changed or to do all this maintenance, and if you can't do it yourself, then you got to have somebody do that for your home, and that can get pretty costly. So there's better ways to build it where you don't need as much later on, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I think you've kind of reaffirmed my suspicion here. I think we'll probably close those walls in first.
Yep. I would highly recommend that. Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Well, hey, thanks for your help.
Yep. No problem. Appreciate the call. And that is what this is about a lot, is I'm just kind of reconfirming a lot of everyone's suspicions that they go, boy, that just, I don't know. That just doesn't. And if you have that, then yeah, it's worth talking. It's worth asking. It's worth getting some more thought and advice, especially from people that have had a lot of experience over the years and are trying to do the greatest thing possible to make things last. And if you think about water and what it does, and we go back to like Mother Nature is using water and wind to kind of break us all back down, and where, if you think of a boulder and water turning it into a rock, and then water taking that rock and making it a stone that's smooth enough to skip on top of water, and it started here and made it to here because of water. Water breaks down everything eventually. So it's great idea to try and keep it out, to get some of the best products possible, and really do the work and the research so that you can have a lot of lasting value into the future into these. And that's all the reasons to do things right. So, hey, we're going to take our break here, but we've got plenty for you, more to come. We got plenty of time for your calls. Feel free. Get a hold of me right here, 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial. We'll have more home improvement to come after this. All right, everyone. We are still here, Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you today. We got plenty going on for you. Got a lot to cover, got a lot of topics, but again, remember, your topic is my main topic. Anything you got going on around your house, feel free to touch base with me and maybe ask in or get some opinions or thoughts on, and kind of like Carl just did, sometimes it's just confirming what you're thinking. We do it with our cars where we're like, oh, this sounds weird. This just doesn't seem right, but I don't know what it is and I don't know how to fix it. And so you take it into the shop and you get it looked at and you find out what's going on by the people that do that every day. And we can help you out with things like that around your house right here today, 314-436-7900. And I did this exact thing just for my son last night when, he's got his air conditioner running, and I know this is probably going on with a lot of us out there because the temperature's kind of, they're coming back down a little bit now, not a lot needed, but the past couple of days it got warm, a lot of ACs kicking on for the first time this season. And of course, my son starts texting me last night, and he's like, oh gosh, it's just making a really weird noise when the fan's running and the AC's running, and it kind of made it and then it stopped and then it kind of did it again. And I'm like, well, yeah, we better call and have him come out and do a service and make sure everything's okay. It hasn't happened yet this year. But then he texts again, oh, it's kind of happening again. I'm like, well, let me run by and see. And the condensation line just backed up, and there was a bunch of condensation running down into the unit, and probably just the water getting in and getting around the fan. We had to clean all that up and get that line running again, but it is time to get that professionally looked at and serviced so that it doesn't happen again, and maybe there's something bigger going on inside with some dirt and dust that just needs to be cleaned out so that doesn't clog again in the near future. So check some of those things out and kind of look and make sure that's running, or call your HVAC professionals to come in and check it out. And you can do that with all sorts of products and around your house just to make sure everything's good. And kind of on the topic of the storms and the water and the insurance and all that going on, and we've seen so much of it this year, and it's becoming a noticeable pattern that the storms coming through a little more often, a little harder. I remember years back we would talk about it, and a lot of clients and homeowners would make decisions based on the fact that they're like, well, this was just a really hard, different kind of storm that came in a certain way, and maybe it's really not going to happen much again. And then it ends up happening again within 8, 9, 10 months. And they're like, wow, I was thinking this was going to be something that only happens every 5 or 10 years. And looking at jobs we need to do and products we may need, or how to side your house to protect it and keep this damage from happening. So this is becoming way more of a pattern, and this is becoming something that we're beginning to look into a lot more with how we fix houses, how we build houses, everything we do with them. So when you look at your house and you kind of look at what should you do to your home as you improve it, and some of these, even during these insurance repairs, and when you go to get a new roof, there's better roofs that you can consider. Roofs is one of the first things we kind of look at, as how do you fortify your house? How do you make it better and more resistant to the storms and the hail? Well, you can consider impact-resistant shingles in our area, in hail-prone areas all over. But there's also fire-rated products for fire areas. There's better siding that is more fire resistant. So there's a lot of things in how, like a roof, the how it's put together. If you go and you get like hail impact resistant shingles, you can also fortify that roof even better by how it's installed, by using drip edge everywhere around all the edges, by adhered starter strips, heavier starter strips. When we look at wind warranties with a roof, well, that's some of the how often you nail, how you nail it, and with what, and what do these things weigh. Using a real starter strip that weighs a lot really raises the wind resistant warranty of what it takes to blow shingles off of your roof. So doing everything sealed and having ring shank nails and attaching things, the products better in how you put it together, and using these can really make it better. And there's a lot of, you can call your insurance companies and talk about what are the products and the types of products that can get me discounts on my homeowner's insurance. So if you're, they're not going to pay for that, but if you're getting a new roof because of hail damage, consider paying a little extra, and maybe you'll get some of that investment back by getting a discount on that homeowner's insurance because you put this type of roof on. So fortifying a house in general, even as it's built, this is something we're going to start looking more and more at and considering when building houses is what do we do better. So even the foundation, there's ways to establish a continuous kind of load path from the roof, walls, and how you connect all that together with the foundation to kind of help hold this house together, what they say, fortify the house better. Well, we see it now in other products like decks. When we build decks, there's newer ways to actually connect a deck to a house that a lot of municipalities make you use, where it's systems that go through. You're not connecting just to the band board of the house anymore. You're going through the band board and you're connecting a floor joist on the deck to a floor joist of the house and really sandwiching all of this together. So we have decks where we have to take off drywall if you have a finished basement with drywall in order to put these kind of fasteners on. I just looked at a deck with a client that just had it done a year or two ago. And in that area, they didn't make them do that. And the connections are kind of just like they were in what I'd call the good old days. So there's way better ways to do this, to what we call fortify things to make it better. There's a lot of fire protection that can be done. And it's also not just with the products and the siding and using concrete siding or products that don't burn on the house as easily, but it's also considering around the house, like creating a zone around the home and not having flammable vegetation and combustible materials around the house, keeping this away from the house. So some of your landscaping now becomes 5 feet away from the house because you don't want it to help start a fire up against your house. There's so many different things. One of the biggest one is just the fire alarm and detection. We've been going over this for years and years now with municipalities on inspections, but ensuring that your home has a functioning fire alarm system and considering installing fire detection devices, maybe even more often than code or in places that make a lot of sense to have them there. Like my stuff meets code in my house and I have the carbon monoxide and fire mix on the smoke detector, but that's really far from the garage. So I got another carbon monoxide detector that I put a lot closer to the garage because that's where these things start happening. And so you want to make sure you go through and maybe do a little more. And that's what this fortifying the house is about. So doors and windows is a very big topic. I've got kind of a list of the different things, but doors and windows are a big one. So I'm going to get into some of that in the next segment. I will also be more than willing to get into your topic, your question, your thoughts, anything you need to. We're going to take a quick break, but you can find me right here, 314-436-7900, to satisfy any of your advice needs, anything around the house you need. We're going to jump into a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Final segment. If you need something, get in quick because I'm telling you, it's going to go quick. But hey, if you're trying to get through that honey-do list, if you need some advice on something, we've got a last few minutes for you. Jump in if need be, 314-436-7900. Love to help you out, but also love to help you out continuing this conversation about the fortified houses, about how to make our houses better for these storms and for the future. And of course, we got to look at this in what's happening in different areas, but think about everything that's happened over the past 10 years or so with these different storms and think about the wind. So think about a wind-rated garage door. A lot of these issues with houses start with the doors and the windows and start with the garage door blowing in and then everything kind of coming apart from there. So they exist, a wind-rated garage door. You can get that, and it will resist a lot more wind than just your average garage door. So there's a lot that we can be doing to help ourselves and our homes out there. But, we've got Douglas called in on the line. Let's see what's going on. Hey, glad you called.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Yeah, just real quick. I have a question. You know, we had some hail damage at our house, and the insurance company, because we have aluminum siding, our house is pretty much covered with a lot of aluminum all the way around, and it's had some damage, and in some spots it's not horrible, but because it's not available anymore to get that same kind, they're basically, giving us funds to replace the siding, and it's being proposed by the company that we've been working with, to replace it with vinyl siding. And I'm just wondering, do you think it's worth it? I mean, the aluminum could be painted and maybe touched up a little bit. It's not all that bad, but on the other hand, I think that vinyl would give it, maybe spruce it up a little bit more with some different patterns or something we could use. Do you have any recommendation versus, the vinyl versus the aluminum siding that's already on there, been on there for years?
Sure, absolutely. And the aluminum, the metal, whether it's aluminum or steel, is great, and it lasts a long time, and it is paintable. But what I would definitely say for the home, and with this opportunity to get that replaced, when we look at the projects that you can do for your home to benefit the return on investment impact of doing a project, four or five of the top projects that get you the best return on investment working on your home, they're all outside. They're siding, they're stone, they're garage doors, they're all these exterior front porches. It's all about the curb appeal and getting people to like the home and want to come in and even look at the home in general to even sell. So when you look at, I could probably paint it and it would still look nice. And but if you go ahead and do that siding job and you really dress things up and you make it less maintenance, the painting is going to be a deterrent to people looking at the home later. And a lot of people will still look at that a few years down the road if you do go to sell and say, I got all this work to do. Oh, gosh, I don't. And they're not as happy with that. And you get that siding job done and you get that nice look like you're talking about. And it's really going to bring up the value, the curb appeal, everything with the house. So I would definitely recommend using this as an opportunity to really improve the outside of your home and get that siding job done.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that very much. That's helpful.
Yeah. And the only thing I would definitely look at, because if you've got that type of siding, then it's an older home and it's been quite a long time since it's been sited. So when you're talking to companies about siding the house, I would have some really good conversations about kind of asking the questions like, is there anything you do to the home prior to putting on the vinyl siding? When this comes off, what are you doing? Are you doing anything to protect the home? Do we need to do anything to protect the home? How do you address the old windows and that? And really try and get an understanding of if they understand how to wrap and flash and protect that home without the vinyl siding on the home. Then the vinyl siding is that curb appeal piece that everybody loves and wants to come to the home. But if you are going to stay there for any continuous length of time and you want some lasting value out of it, and what you don't want to do is take off that aluminum, put on vinyl, then you get one of these wind-driven horrible rainstorms that we're talking about, and you get a bunch of water in the house because they didn't wrap and flash the windows real well and didn't advise real well on what should be done underneath the system. So that would be my next layer of advice. Yeah. All right.
They said they were going to. I appreciate that. They said they'd wrap and flash the windows all over again and stuff. But, you know, I definitely want to be sure that it's done really, really well. So I appreciate the advice. It's much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. No, hey, thanks, Douglas, for calling in. Great question. And kind of on that topic of all of this, how do you do your house better to make it last better for the next storm, for the next event that ends up with a bunch of insurance claims and all that going on? So, hey, had a great day, had a great time with everybody. Like I've always said, this is definitely my favorite 2 hours of the week. I get to come in and I kind of what I do every day for Mosby, running around doing this, but I get to do it for the general public and general everybody out there in St. Louis. So, hell, have a great day, everybody. Love it. Be good to your homes. I'll talk to you next week.